今天想和大家分享一个讲道的题目，叫做导师的祝福。
Today my sermon topic is blessed by mentors。
什么叫导师呢？
What is a mentor？
简单来说，一个导师就是一个人，他会给你有意见，给你有指引，给你有劝勉，给你看到前面的方向。
In simple, a mentor is a person who gives you instruction, advice, exhortation, and guidance.
在圣经里面有一些字眼会形容到这些导师，通常他会用老师或者是师父。
In the Bible, similar words used are teacher, master.
而那些人去接受这些指导的，我们称为在圣经里面称为学生或者学徒或者门徒。
And the person who receives mentorship is called student, servant, or disciple.
咁啊，想大家去回忆一下，边一个喺你嘅人生里面系你嘅导师咧？
Who are your mentors in your life?
你有冇从呢啲导师嘅身上得到一啲祝福咧
？Are you blessed by your mentors?
我记得咧，我咧有一个第一个嘅导师，呢个导师系一个小学嘅时候，佢叫做麦主任，是一个训导主任。
The first mentor I met was a dean of students in a primary school, Mr. Mack.
我父母佢将我送到去呢一间，其实系一间基督教嘅学校，叫做基德小学。基德嘅意思即系主耶稣基督佢嗰个嘅德行。点解我父母会送我去呢间学校呢？好简单，因为头近，系一个住喺屋企隔篱。
My parents sent me to this Christian school called Geidak, which means Virtues of Christ, simply because it was so close, just next to my home.
在我七岁的时候，我仍然都未翻过学，所以不知道翻学是一回乜嘢嘅事情。因为在之前，我曾经在医院里面度过了两年的时间。
At age 7, I still did not know anything about school, as I had been hospitalized for 2 years.
去到呢间学校嘅时候，由于行动唔方便，所以喺前嗰几年都需要一段嘅好困难嘅去适应。
Because of my physical disability, it was hard for me to adjust in school for the first few years.
当时呢间学校嘅校长曾经同我嘅阿妈讲，不如你带你个仔去一啲特殊学校，或者系一啲嘅技能嘅嗰啲嘅补。那些特殊學校來到幫他，以致到他可以是能夠有滿足他那個需要。
The principal suggested that several times to my mom that she should bring me to a special school that could accommodate my needs.
但我的媽媽她很她流著淚地要求讓我可以留在這間學校。
However, my mother in tears always begged me for staying.
我妈妈相信好的教育对我来讲是很重要。
She believed a good education was necessary for me.
这个麦主任我记得很清楚，他是一个很见识的人，而且是很严肃。
Mr. Mack, I remember him clearly. He was a man of sternness.
戴着一个黑色的眼镜框，然后那些学生个个都有一点很害怕他的样子。
He was a big man, wearing glasses of dark brown frame, and whom the students fear.
在校长去建议我妈妈带我去特殊学校的时候，他很为我设想，这么说。
When the principal suggested several times to my mom that I should be in a special school, this teacher, Mr. Mack, always spoke for my interest.
他说他应该留在这里，因为他可以做得到。
He said, I think he should stay. He can do it.
在我回想的时候，我觉得这个麦主任他一定是一个好的基督徒。
In retrospect, I think Mr. Mack must be a Christian.
在我在这间小学的最后两年的时候，这个麦主任他是我的数学的老师。
In the final 2 years of my primary school, he was my math teacher as well.
很多时候他在学校见到我在走廊行过的时候，他都很喜欢走过来拍拍我膊头，给我鼓励，给我看得到他说你可以做得到。
Many times when I met him in the hallway, He liked to pat me on my shoulder, giving me the encouragement that I needed most. You can do it.
10 years later, 我從香港大學畢業咗之後。
10 years later, I graduated from the University of Hong Kong.
我再翻返呢個小學去揾個呢一個第一個嘅導師。
I went back to my primary school, visiting my first God Sense mentor.
感謝佢對我嘅信任。
Thanking Mr. Mac for his confidence in me.
在回顧這個小學的旅程，我覺得神是藉著這個基督徒來祝福我。
In retrospect, God blessed me tremendously through this Christian.
在現今的世代，我們鼓吹的是我們個人化，或者是要自助。
In modern time, that promotes self-centeredness and self-help.
人去我哋大家可能都唔去講，我需要一個導師。
People would say, I don't need a mentor.
實際上，如果你話我唔需要導師嘅時候，你就要靠自己。
Practically, you are on your own if you don't have a mentor.
但係好奇怪，神就係時常會俾我哋有一啲嘅導師，俾我哋去接受呢一啲導師。當我哋肯去接受嘅時候，神就安排啲導師喺我哋嘅人生裏面出現。
But indeed, God always provides mentors to us when we are ready to receive them.
这些导师出现的时候，甚至我们不能够立刻看到他是我们的导师。
We may not always immediately recognize the God-given mentors.
但我们要注意，每一个神所安排的指导的时刻，都是神的一个礼物。
But each mentored moment is a gift from God.
神去祝福我哋，藉住呢一啲導師，呢啲導師以至到幫助我哋能夠聽得到神嘅説話，幫助我哋喺信心上嚟到成長，更加幫助我哋去做合適嘅事情。
God blesses us with mentors who help us hear God speaking, who help us grow in faith, and help us do the right thing.
今日我哋要從聖經裏面去學習。神怎樣去藉著導師來祝福我們。
Today you will learn from the Bible how God will bless us through mentors.
我們揭到正話剛才讀的列王記下第二章一到十四節。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 1 to 14.
事實上當我們翻開聖經的時候，整本聖經的時候，你發覺不單止是在這個在列王記下的例子，有很多例子都講到呢一啲嘅導師同埋學生之間嗰個嘅關係。
There are many examples in the Bible that describes the mentorship between a mentor and a mentee.
因為時間問題，或者我只係能夠講四個。
Because of time, I only mention four.
第一個我哋好熟悉嘅就係摩西同埋約書亞。
First example is found in Moses and Joshua.
當摩西80歲嘅時候，佢帶領以色列人離開呢、这個要穿過個沙漠去到應許之地，佢當時有一個助手叫約書亞。約書亞已經40歲，約書亞喺軍隊裏面一個嘅士兵。
When Moses, 80 years old, started to lead the Israelites to cross the desert, he had an assistant, Joshua, 40 years old, a soldier in the army.
喺沙漠嚟到行咗40年之後，摩西終於將呢個指揮棒交咗俾約書亞。當時他們已經來到這個約旦河，準備過約旦河去到應許之地。
After 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses at the moment of crossing the Jordan River into the promised land passed the baton to Joshua.
約書亞就成功帶領這班以色列人去到迦南地這一地方。
Joshua successfully led his people to Canaan.
第二個例子，我們聖經裡面我們很熟悉的就是这个以利和撒母耳。
The second example of mentorship is between Eli and Samuel.
以利他是在圣殿里面做大祭司，当时这个圣殿是在示罗这一带地方，而以利他做了这个祭司也都有40年那么久了。
Eli was the chief priest in the temple in Shiloh and a judge for the Israelites for 40 years.
當撒母耳是一個小孩子的時候，他媽媽就將他帶到以利那裡。
When Samuel was a little boy, her mother sent him to Eli.
以利他年紀都有翻咁上下嘅時候，他就開始指導呢一個好細個嘅細蚊仔撒母耳。撒母耳當時唔認識神。
Eli, at his old age, started to mentor the innocent Samuel, who did not know God at that time.
撒母耳後來就成長成為一個好忠心嘅神嘅仆人。
Samuel grew up as a faithful servant of God.
以利離開世界之後，撒母耳最後就成為以色列嘅大祭司、以色列嘅士師同埋先知。
After the death of Eli, Samuel became the chief priest, the judge, and also the prophet of the Israelites.
第三個導師同埋學徒、學同埋門徒嘅關係，我哋好熟嘅就係保羅同提摩太。
Paul and Timothy is another pair of mentor and mentee.
保羅係當時早期教會嘅使徒，佢對一個土耳其一個城市去傳呢個福音嘅時候，佢帶領提摩太成為信徒。
Paul, an apostle in an early church, in the early church, traveling to a city in Turkey in a missionary trip, led a young man, Timothy, to Christ.
保羅佢指導提摩太唔單止係從親身嘅經嗰個去教導佢，更加係用好多書信、好多文字嚟到教導佢。
Paul mentored Timothy not only in person but also by writing.
後來提摩太就成為一個地方教會一個好忠心嘅牧師。
Later on, Timothy became a faithful pastor of a local church.
咁而家我哋又嚟到我哋剛才讀嘅呢一對嘅師徒嘅關係，以利亞同埋以利沙。
Now we come to the fourth pair of mentor and mentee, Elijah and Elisha.
成日都老亂㗎，以利亞、以利沙，差唔多。以利亞咧就係一個先知。
Elijah was a prophet.
以利亞佢好出名係乜嘢咧？佢出名就係唔中意同人妥協，佢大發熱心，對神大發熱心。
Elijah was well known for uncompromising character and zealous for God.
以利亞佢好有膽量，好直接咁去挑戰當時有權勢嘅人，同埋當時嗰啲邪惡嘅勢力。
Elijah was bold and direct in confronting authority and evil.
以利亞佢出現喺聖經裏面第一次出現喺列王記上第十七章。
When Elijah first appeared in the Bible, was in the book of First Kings chapter 17.
佢一出現嘅時候喺聖經裏面就講到佢嚟到面嚟到挑戰。呢一當時嘅皇帝阿哈，同阿哈亦都娶咗一個好壞嘅妻子，叫做耶洗別。
At that time, the king of Israel was Ahab, who married a wicked wife, Jezebel.
阿哈當時係一個好對於國際事務同埋軍事或者領導方面都係好強嘅一個強人。
Ahab was a powerful figure in international politics, military, and leadership.
阿哈當時嘅問題係乜嘢咧？就係佢唔信神，佢唔信任神。
The problem with Ahab was he did not trust God.
佢帶領全國以色列國落入一個喺屬靈上一個黑暗嘅時代。
He led the whole nation toward a spiritual dark age.
啲百姓去拜偶像。
The people worship idols.
以利亞就好勇敢咁去對抗呢一個阿哈同埋佢嘅太太。同埋當時好多嘅假先知。
Fearlessly, Elijah confronted Ahab, his wife, and the false prophets.
以利亞亦都單獨去勸告以色列民去悔改，再次跟隨神。
He, Elijah alone challenged the Israelites to repent, returning to God.
喺有幾次嘅時候，呢、這個皇家皇族咧嚟到派軍隊要去殺以利亞。
Several times the royal family ordered troops to kill Elijah.
後來神就吩咐以利亞去高立一個年輕人叫做以利沙，成為以利亞嘅繼承人。
Later on, God asked Elijah to anoint a young farmer, Elisha, as his successor.
以利亞唔認識呢一個農夫以利沙係邊一個。
Elijah did not know who Elisha was.
有一日，佢就去揾以利沙，揾到佢嘅時候，佢就喺度耕田，喺度耕緊田，用嗰啲牛嚟到耕緊田。
Elijah found Elisha in a farmland who was plowing with oxen.
以利亚是一个很严肃的一个人，他二话不说，见到以利沙的时候，将自己的斗篷就一摆摆咗落以利沙的身上。
Elijah did not say a word to Elisha and just threw his mantle around him.
这个斗篷就是意味着，好像我们中国人所说的拜师，你拜师就这么简单，一个斗篷摆咗落去。
The mantle signified the beginning of mentorship.
很有趣啊，你读的时候，这两个人以前素未谋面，好处突然间大家明白做紧发生什么事。
Interestingly, these two men seem to understand quite well with one another in their first encounter.
以利沙是一个很感情丰富的一个人，他对以利亚说，我想要求回家跟家人道别。
Elisha was a sentimentalist. He requested a farewell to his family.
以利亚他准许他回家去，但用一种很冷漠 的态度，他说你回去吧，你 我对你没有做过什么。
Elijah granted the permission, but in an indifferent tone. He said, Go, what have I done to you?
以利亚的意思就是说，是神叫你，不是我叫你。
Elijah meant was, God is calling you, but not me.
你可以不去，去跟我，但是这个是你自己的选择。
Do as what you like.
这个很可怜的学徒，他就快快走回家了。
This poor mentee immediately ran home.
然后将自己耕田的两只牛杀宰了它，煮熟了，而自己用那些他过来那个耕田的工具就当柴咁烧了它，然后就同家人同埋啲朋友享受最后一次这个道别的晚餐，那个餐啊。
This poor mentee immediately ran home, slaughtered two oxen, cooked the meat by burning his own plowing equipment, and then enjoyed a brief farewell meal with his family and friends.
几个钟头之后呢，以利沙就急急地跟着以利亚，跟着他服侍以利亚，他去到哪里他就去到哪里。
A few hours later, Elisha ran side by side with Elijah on the road, attending him wherever Elijah went.
以利亚指导以利沙多过二十年。
Elijah mentored Elisha for more than 20 years.
他们在伯特利和耶利哥建立了一些学校，专训练一些先知。
They set up schools in Bethel and Jericho to train up prophets.
我们来到这个《列王记下》第二章的时候，是讲述到以利亚最后一次来到指导以利沙。
The passage of 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 1 to 14 describes the last events in Elijah's mentorship.
当时以利亚已经年老了。
Elijah was old.
我们的先知门徒，他们都知道以利亚年日不多了，将会离开这个世界。
All prophetic students knew he would die soon.
有一天当以利亚在吉甲的时候，
One day when Elijah was in Gilgal,
他就对以利沙说，我要去伯特利那个地方。
He told Elisha that he would travel alone to the prophetic school in Bethel.
就好像以前一样，他的语气都是很冷淡，这样对那个门徒。
His instruction, as always, was so indifferent.
他说你留在这里，耶和华差派过去伯特利。
He says to Elisha, Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel.
以利沙跟了以利亚这么久的日子的时候，他知道他的导师那个脾性。
Elisha, after accompanying Elijah for so long, got used to the temperament of his mentor.
以利沙知道这个是一个测验。
Elisha knew it was a test.
测验他究竟有没有资格去承继以利亚这个的职位。
Testing him if he really qualified as the successor of Elijah.
这个同时是一个测试，测试他对神的忠心。
This was also a test of his faith in God.
更加的，他亦都感受到今天是他的师父 要離開呢個世界嘅日子。
Furthermore, he really felt it was today his mentor would die.
佢唔想佢嘅師傅真係好一個人離開呢個世界咁孤孤單單。
He did not want Elijah to die alone.
所以以利沙即刻咁樣話。
So Elisha immediately replied.
我指住永活嘅耶和華，即係指住呢個永活嘅神，同埋你嘅性命起誓，我一定唔會離開你。
As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.
所以他們呢兩個人呢兩師徒呢就走了七里去到伯特利。
So they walked 7 miles to Bethel.
以利亞他很關心，因為在這個最後的日子的時候，他仍然很關心神的工作，關心到這些先知的學校那個的事務。
Elijah concerned very much about God's work in the prophetic schools, even at his own last days on earth.
當他們來到伯特利的時候，那些的先知學生呢就捉住以利沙一邊呢來到問他。
When they arrived, the prophetic students at Bethel took Elijah to a side and asked him secretly.
你知不知道今天你的老師是不是離開這個世界呢？
Do you know if God is going to take your master from you today?
以利沙他知道今天就是那個時候。
Elisha knew today was the day.
但他叫其他的學生不要出聲，因為不想打擾到以利亞他要完成他的日常的工作。
But he asked them not to mention so that Elijah would not be disturbed in finishing his normal duties.
之後以利亞又跟以利沙這樣說，叫他留下，因為耶和華他差我去耶利哥。
Elijah then told Elisha to stay in Bethel. Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Jericho.
以利沙很清楚知道他那個測驗還未完成。
Elisha knew the test was not finished.
他更加不想以利亞單獨地離開這個世界孤孤單單。
He even didn't want Elijah to die alone.
所以他又堅持地說，我指著永活的耶和華和你的生命來到起誓，我必然不會離開你。
So Elisha insisted to accompany him to Jericho. As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.
他們兩個人又走了14里去耶利哥。
Then they walked 14 miles again to Jericho.
耶利哥那個先知學校的學生見到他們來的時候，又捉住以利沙問，究竟今天你的師傅是不是會離開這個世界。
The prophetic students at Jericho also asked Elisha secretly if he knew Elijah would die today.
同樣的，以利沙叫他們不要出聲，以致到以利亞可以安心地完成他自己要做的工作。
Elisha again asked them to keep quiet so that Elijah would not be disturbed in finishing his normal duties.
最後以利亞做完他的工作之後，他就對以利沙說，你留在這裡，耶和華他派我去這個約旦河那裡。
After Elijah had finished his business, he told Elisha to stay in Jericho. Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Jordan River.
以利沙跟他的師傅一樣，都是一個很堅持的一個人。
Elisha, like his mentor, was also a man of persistence.
以利沙又堅持他要一定要跟師傅去到約旦河那裡。
He insists to travel with Elijah to the river.
他又說，我一定不會離開你的。
He again says, As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.
他們又走到去約旦河那裡，大約走了6里。
They walk 6 miles to the Jordan River.
在河的面前，他們不是去搭船來到過河。
To cross the river, Elijah did not take a boat.
以利亞他拎低佢嗰個嘅斗篷，然後將佢接成一個好似棍咁樣，然後一卜卜落個水嗰度。
Elijah took off his own mantle, rolled it up to the form of a long stick, and he struck the water with it.
啲水就分開咗，佢哋就行，可以好輕鬆咁行過呢一個河。
The water was divided to the left and to the right, leaving a dry land for them to walk through.
過咗河之後，啲水又走翻去正常的狀態。
After they crossed the river, the water returned to its normal condition.
過了河之後，以利亞他知道這個時刻是要跟他這個很忠心的學生來告別。
After they crossed the river, it was about time for Elijah to say goodbye to his faithful students.
他就跟他說，在我未離開的之前，我可以跟你做些什麼呢？
Elijah,
你儘管來到求吧。
Elijah says to Elisha, Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken away from you?
今次以利亞所說的說話好像帶有一些傷感。
Elijah asked, this time with affection and sadness.
他很想最後一次來到祝福，來到賜福給他這個的學生。
Elijah really wanted to bless his mentee the final time.
以利沙他不想從以利亞身上得到什麼。
Elisha did not want anything from Elijah.
但是從他跟以利亞的經歷裡面，他看到神的靈大大地在以利亞的身上來到做工。
But ever since Elisha followed Elijah, he saw how the Spirit of God worked mightily in Elijah.
以利沙就看中了以利亞這個靈。
Elisha wanted this Spirit.
他就說，求你給我有雙倍你的靈。
He said, let me inherit a double portion of your Spirit.
當時你看到以利沙他對以利亞不單止覺得他是他的導師，更加他當他是他靈裡面的父親。
Elisha already considered Elijah not only his mentor but also his spiritual father.
以利沙就覺得，既然你是我父親，我是你靈裡面的兒子，我拿雙份都應得了。
As Elijah's first spiritual son,Elisha thought he had the right to claim for a double portion of his spirit.
更加他想到，如果以利亞離開了之後，他要單獨面對這個困難的境況，他憑自己的力量是做不到，除非他可以得到額外的能力。
As a successor of Elijah, Elisha knew that the work before him was far beyond his own capabilities to accomplish if he was not granted extra power.
以利亞聽到以利沙這樣的要求的時候，他都嚇一跳，他說，你所求的是一件難事。
Elijah was stunned by the request of his spiritual son. Well, you have asked a difficult thing.
我不可以就這樣把靈給你。
I cannot, it is not my power to give you the spirit of God.
是神允許的時候，神會將這個神的靈會給你。
However, if God will give you this spirit.
以利亞就講咗一個嘅條件。
Elijah said,
個條件就係，如果你睇到神容許你，俾你睇得到我離開嗰個景象嘅時候，就係話神答應你可以將呢一個靈雙倍咁俾你。
So Elijah told Elisha, if God allows you to see my departure,It will mean God has granted your request.
過了河之後，他們繼續走路。
So they walked together further down the road.
以利亞他離開這個的約旦河，是預表著他在以色列的工作已完結。
Leaving the Jordan River signified the ending of Elijah's work in Israel.
在這最後的片刻的時間，以利亞他走緊這個時間來到跟以利沙來到指導他。
At his final moments on earth, Elijah still talked to Elisha, giving him the last advice.
突然間有一個火車火馬在他們面前出現，將他們分開了。
Then suddenly, a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared, separating them.
然後一陣旋風就將以利亞來到帶到上天空，帶到上這個的上空上面。
Immediately, a whirlwind carried Elijah up to heaven.
以利亞就唔見咗，佢直接去到神嘅家裏面。
Elijah disappeared, going straight to the home of God.
當然我哋知道以利亞係第二個喺地上嘅人，佢冇經過死亡就去到神嘅家。
Elijah was the second man who traveled to heaven without the taste of physical death.
以利沙真係親眼睇到這個景象。
So Elisha saw what happened.
師傅唔見咗，當然佢好傷心，佢就將自己嘅衫抹開咗，然後喺度大聲咁嗌。
Elisha was so sad that he tore his own clothes apart, crying for a long time.
佢話：我父啊，我父啊，以色列嘅戰車馬兵啊。
He was crying, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel."
以利亞就好住喺耶沙嘅心目中，以利亞就係好住一啲嘅火、一啲嘅戰車、一啲嘅馬兵嚟到保護住以色列。
Elijah alone was like lots of chariots and horsemen protecting Israel and fighting for her.
一个时代过去了，一个新的时代刚刚开始。
An era had ended. Now a new era began.
以利沙就要承继他的导师那个工作。
Elijah would continue the work of his mentor.
以利沙唔单止得到神呢一个双倍嗰个灵嘅祝福，更加佢从以利沙嘅身上攞到一件嘅宝。
Not only Elisha was granted the double portion of the divine spirit, he also got a precious gift from Elijah.
呢个就系佢另外一件嘅斗服。
The second mantle.
以利亚就留翻呢一个斗服俾以利沙。
Elijah left his mantle on the ground to Elisha.
这个第二件的斗篷就是预表到给我们看得到以利沙终于在这个测验里面以利沙终于就合格了。
The second mantle signified Elisha finally passed the test.
以利沙就沿途回去约旦河那里。
Elisha then walked back to the Jordan River alone.
他就用他师父这个斗篷又卷成一条棍这样跟着打这个水水分開，佢就行翻過呢一個約旦河。
He rolled up Elijah's mantle into a stick, struck the water, and walked through the dry passage as the water was separated.
以利沙行過約旦河，翻去以色列嗰度，就預表到佢會同佢老去繼承佢個導師以利沙一樣嚟到保護，嚟到為呢一個以色列嚟到爭戰。
He crossed the Jordan River.Going back to Israel, protecting Israel and fighting for Israel like what his mentor did.
从圣经上那么多的例子里面，我们学到神所差派给我们的这些导师，我们学到什么？
What do we learn about mentors who are God sent to us?
这些导师神派给我们的时候，他们有什么普遍的一些特性在里面，特点在里面？
What are the common qualities you can find in mentors?
我想跟大家讨论几样。第一样就是说，这些导师他们不是自己任命的。
First, mentors are not self-appointed.
今天你在我们的现今的社会里面有很多的导师训练班。
Today, there are lots of mentorship trainings to train leaders in corporate sector.
去训练在商界上那些的 领导人。怎样去更加有效来到去管理或者指导自己那些下属。
A manager or supervisor is trained to mentor his subordinates.
但我们看到神所差派给我们的导师，他们这一班人不是自己任命，更加不是请回来的导师。
Self-appointed or hired mentors are totally different from mentors who are God sent.
以利亚他不是自己任命自己去指导以利沙。
Elijah is not self-appointed as the mentor of Elisha.
很多时候神就是将这个指导的任务交托给一些信徒。
Oftentimes, it is God who entrusts the mentorship to a believer.
这些信徒他去接受或者是 去接受这些指导是基于神的任命。
Mentors take up the mentorship simply out of divine appointment.
他们去做这些指导很多时候也是因为圣灵的催逼。
They are under the drive of the Holy Spirit.
更加的他们有一个很纯洁的动机。
And with a pure motive.
第二样的特性我们看到导师呢很多时候都是家人以外的。
Second, mentors are probably outside the family.
以利沙 同埋以利亞兩個根本唔認識。
Elijah was a total stranger to Elisha when they first met.
你哋冇乜嘢親戚關係，只不過大家都係以色列人。
They were not related, other than both were Israelites.
當然我哋可以話好多時候做父母或者係呢個兄弟姊妹都可以係一個好好有力嘅一啲嘅導師嚟到幫我哋。
It may be true that parents or siblings can also be powerful mentors to us.
但係喺家庭裏面啲家人嘅指導好多時候都唔足夠。
But the mentorship from family alone is usually not enough.
而你睇到喺家外嘅人，我哋佢哋指導俾我哋嘅時候，我哋睇到佢哋嘅恩惠，佢哋嘅智慧，係好多時候我哋係屋企人所唔能夠俾得到。
Often mentors outside the family can exemplify the grace and wisdom that come beyond the bloodlines.
第三個特點咧，呢啲導師咧就好識。或者好能夠縮小彼此之間嗰個嘅差距。
Third, mentors are able to bridge the gap that separates one another.
以利沙同埋以利亞佢哋有好大嘅分別。
Elijah was different from Elisha.
年齡上有好大嘅分別。
In age,
背景好大嘅分別。
Background,
工作好大嘅分別。
Work experience,
或者佢哋屬靈嗰個嘅。那個能力有很大的差別
spiritual power
或者個性情也有很大的差別
and temperament
但雖然以利亞是那麼嚴肅
even though Elijah was so stern
他知道怎樣跟他的徒弟以利沙那個怎樣縮短距離
he knew how to close the gap between himself and Elisha
很多時候我們看那些的導師或者比我們年長
mentors may be older than you
但佢哋喺佢哋認識人生，會有一啲佢哋認識多過比我哋多。
But they know something about life that you don't.
佢哋或者係認識神多一啲，比我哋多一啲。
They may also know something about God that you don't.
佢哋喺人生嘅大起大落裏面，佢哋經歷過嘅時候，佢哋攞到一啲嘅智慧係我哋冇。
They may have acquired some wisdom after going through the ups and downs in life.
或者你係年青人嘅時候，你話切，我同我啲同輩啲就更加係能夠可以溝通到啊。但係如果同一啲比我有代溝嘅、大我好多嘅，我對佢哋嚟講，可能你會覺得唔舒服。
If you are young, you may feel it is more comfortable to get along with peers than with a mentor who is a generation ahead of you.
但你要知道，你同同輩或者係背景相同嘅人走埋一齊嘅時候，佢哋未必能夠俾到你需要嘅嗰啲嘅指導。
However, oftentimes peers of similarities cannot give you the advice you need。
嗰啲嘅導師，神所派嚟嘅，就有呢個好特別嘅能力，可以將我哋同佢之間嘅距離，唔論係種族的距離，或者是性別的距離，或者是文化的距離，或者是屬靈上那個成熟的距離，可以拉短它，縮小它。
Mentors whom God appoints have the amazing capability to bridge the gap with you, whether it is the gap of race, the gap of gender, the gap of culture, or the gap of spiritual maturity.
在我26歲的時候，我去到英國的曼徹斯特大學讀書。
When I was 26, I studied alone in the Manchester University of England.
就好似好多年青人咁樣，都係一個初信嘅一個人。
At that time, I was only a new believer.
信心都係好唔成熟。
My faith was not very mature.
咁去到曼徹斯特咧，一個好古舊嘅一個城市。
Manchester was an old city.
第一個禮拜去到嘅時候，根本唔知道去邊一度揾到一間中國人嘅教會。
I had no idea where to find a Chinese church.
神知道，就算我呢個咁少嘅信嘅一個人，都需要信心嘅成長，甚至喺一啲一笪完全唔熟悉嘅城市。
God knew that my little faith need to grow even in this unfamiliar city.
嚟到曼徹斯特第一個星期日嘅時候，我竟然可以去到一個好古老、好傳統、一個講英文嘅福音派嘅教會。这个教会在1894年的时候建立， 可以坐喺嗰度嚟到敬拜神。
On the first Sunday of my arrival in Manchester, I was able to worship in a very old, traditional, English-speaking evangelical church built in 1894.
如果你問我點解我去到呢個教會嘅時候，我只可以話呢個係神安排一個神蹟。
Other than a miracle, I could not explain why I would come to this church.
喺呢一座教堂裏面，我認識咗另外一個神派落嚟嘅導師，佢個名叫做 Bossart.
I met another God-sent mentor, Mr. Bossart, in this church.
Bossart 咧就喺呢個曼切斯特出生。
Mr. Bossart, he was born in Manchester.
你讀個名好難讀啊 ，Bossart。
It's difficult to pronounce Bossart.
啊，以前啲中國人一直係聽到個波同埋個殺嗰個字 ，Boss。
So the Chinese give him a Chinese name.
所以個中文名咧就叫做博智。
And the Chinese name is 博智。
博智啊，博咧就厚薄個薄，智咧就係子丑寅卯辰巳個智。
繼續。
咁呢個博智咧
？He was explaining the Chinese character.
博智咧，九歲嘅時候。他就接受耶稣是他个人 的救主。
Mr. Bossart, at age 9, he accepted Christ as his personal savior.
所以如果你九岁的时候，你接受主耶稣是你救主的时候，你应该很开心。
So if you are 9 and you accepted Christ as savior, yeah, you should be very happy.
十岁的时候，他有一次有一个的宣教士来到讲到去中国宣教的时候，他有個感受，他覺得神呼召他。
At age 10, God called Mr. Bossart to serve in China through the preaching of a visiting missionary.
25歲的時候，他就跟隨內地會來到中國的上海來到宣教。
At age 25, Mr. Bossart landed in Shanghai of China through China Inland Mission.
這是其中一張相。
This is one of the photos.
同一啲中國人嚟到受浸。
Mr. Bossart is baptizing people in China。
喺佢嚟到中國嘅時候，喺嗰個年代，中國係一個好混亂一個時代，有內戰。
At that time, China was in great turmoil and civil war was ongoing。
1934年嘅時候，佢就俾共產黨嘅紅軍捉住。
In 1934, he was abducted by the Red Army of the Communist Party。
啊，佢捉咗佢嘅時候就向呢、这、一個曼切斯特教堂咧嚟到勒索。
They took him as hostage for a high ransom from the church of in Manchester.
所要求嘅嗰個索勒索嘅金額太大，大到教會都唔能夠支付到。
The ransom was so big that the church cannot pay.
佢就被捉咗之後，就要跟住紅軍去行呢一個萬里長征。
So he was forced to walk with the Red Army in the historical Long March.
你讀歷史嘅時候，你知道呢個萬里長征呢一個歷史。
If you read the Chinese history, you know about Long March.
喺一個好嚴寒嘅天氣，同埋佢成日俾人打嘅狀況之下，佢行咗2500里，行咗560日，然後先被釋放。
Under harsh conditions and physical beatings, he walked 2,500 miles.For 560 days before he was released from captivity.
釋放咗之後，佢其實係好重病，已經好嚟到奄奄一息嘅境況。
And he suffered from fatal sickness and exhaustion.
喺當時萬里長征之後，好多嘅軍人係會死亡嘅。
Many soldiers died in the long march.
但係神佢保存呢個波撒佢嗰個生命，以至到佢可以翻返去。曼切斯特，佢個家鄉嚟到接受治療。
But God kept the life of Mr. Bossart as he could receive medical treatment back at Manchester.
4年之後佢好翻啦，佢又翻返去中國。
4 years later, he returned to China again.
今次帶埋太太去。
And this time was with his wife.
去到嘅時候，亦都經過好大嘅呢一個宗教嘅迫害，以至到佢要離開中國。
And he went through another hardship of severe persecution from government of China.
他 在69歲的時候就退休了，完成了他在中國和遼國一些東南亞地方的工作。
And he retired from his missionary work in China and Laos at the age of 69.
當我第一次去曼茲斯特讀書的時候，在教堂裡面見到他的時候，他已經是一個白髮，滿頭白髮，一個84歲的老人。
When I first met him at church in Manchester, he was 84 years old with all gray hair.
在我住在那座城市18個月裡面，他讓我看到的就是神給他特別的恩賜，他怎樣去很容易地將人與人之間的距離來到縮短。
During my 18 months in Manchester, he demonstrated the God-given gift in closing the gap of differences between us.
一去到的時候，有80歲的老人就攬住你。
He hugged me tightly with big smiles.
每次見到你都攬住你，好像是你的兒子來到探阿爸咁樣。
He hugged me every time as if he welcomed his only son when he saw me.
每一次崇拜的時候，他就坐在你隔離。
And he always sat on the pew next to me in Sunday services.
崇拜之後，他帶你回去他屋企，然後親自煮晏晝俾你食。
And he cooked every lunch for me at his home every Sunday.
然後帶住我去到唔同嘅福音嘅地方去聚會。
And he brought me to different evangelical meetings.
喺佢身上，我睇得到，從佢身上睇得到一個基督徒，一個信徒點樣去活出。只是為神那個的一個目標。
Importantly, he exemplified to me how a Christian can live a life for God alone.
每次當我很近距離來到望這個很喜樂的老人的時候，我就看到神的靈在他身上大大的工作。
Oftentimes, when I came close to this joyful mentor, I saw the Spirit of God was in him.
這個導師他不是用他的言語告訴我知道，而是用他的行為讓我看得到什麼叫做學像基督的一個生命。
He taught me, not verbally, what it means for a believer to be Christ-like.
第四個導師的特質是講到這些導師他很願意提供一些很短暫的指導。
Fourth quality of mentors, they are willing to provide mentorship in brief moments.
當然我們看到以利亞他指導以利沙有很長的日子，可能超過20。
The mentorship was probably over 20 years for Elijah to Elisha.
但這些的指導不一定是那麼長，有時是很短的。
Mentors may have an ongoing relationship with mentees, but not always.
神對很多時候很喜歡來到祝福我們，是經歷一些很短暫的一些的指導。這些指導可能是很短，但有很長遠的效果在裡面。
God also likes to bless us with mentored moments, brief in duration, but long-term in effect.
一些的導師，他指導我們在很短的時間的時候，甚至不知道我們是哪一個。
Mentors who have mentored us in brief moments may not even know who we are.
我們甚至沒有時間去，或者不知道我們，或者找不到機會去多謝他們，已經完了。
We may not even have time or opportunity to thank them.
一些的很短暫的指導的時間，可能發生在當你去聽一堂道的時候。
Mentored moments may happen when you are listening to a sermon by a preacher.
或者你去聽一個信徒他分享自己的見證的時候。
Or a testimony by a believer.
或者當你去聽去參加主學的時候，那個主學老師講的一段說話。
Or a lesson by a Sunday school teacher.
甚至你同一個你認識或者不認識的人一段的交談的時候，神都是會用這些時間去祝福我們。
Or even in a short conversation with someone you know or you don't know, God will still use that mentored moments to bless us.
我更加珍惜這些神給我的很短暫的一些指導的時間。
I treasured the mentored moments God gave to me.
在12年前參加一個基督教的一個的退休會，是一些國語教會所舉辦的。
12 years ago, I attended a Christian retreat camp organized by a Mandarin church.
你不要問我為什麼我會去，因為我不懂說國語都去。
Don't ask me why I go there.
在那裡，在當時12年前，我仍然是在大學裡面做緊全時間的工作，同時亦都係喺神學院裏面全時間讀書。
At that time, I worked full time at the University of Illinois while studying full time at the seminary school.
咁除咗每日瞓少一兩個鐘之外，我覺得將呢三樣嘢工作、讀書同埋教會嘅侍奉都可以安排得好。
Other than sleeping a few hours less, I was able to juggle the obligations of job, study, and ministry.
但喺呢個退休營最後一日嘅時候
，On the last day in the retreat camp，
當喺一個湖邊，我單獨一個人嘅時候
，When I was alone by the lake shore，
有個牧師佢行過
，One of the pastors was walking by，
我唔知佢係咩名
，And I did not know his name，
好似我都唔係幾識佢
，I don't know him。
佢行過嘅時候，忽然間停喺度
，He suddenly stopped before me，
然後擰住塊面同我講咗少過兩秒，然後走咗去。
And he spoke to me for less than 2 seconds and left.
他對我的指導只是一句說話。
His mentored moments to me was only one sentence.
他說如果可以的話，你就辭去你份工作吧。
If possible, quit your job.
那第二天我就真的寫一封辭職信交了給學校。
Next day, I gave my resignation letter to the university where I worked.
你會不會珍貴神給你的這些很短暫的片刻的指導呢？
Do you treasure the mentored moments which are God given?
神甚至有時你沒有問他，他亦都會提供這些指導的時間給你。
God, even if you have not asked him, provides you many mentored moments.
我很喜歡讀到以利，他對以利對撒母耳那些指導的片刻。
I like to read the mentored moments that Eli gave to Samuel.
以利當時很年老了，以利這個撒母耳是一個小孩子。
Eli was old and Samuel was only a little boy.
你讀到呢，他兩個人都在教堂裡面，睡著覺。
And they both slept in the temple.
神就叫呼召這個以利沙和以利沙在半夜，撒母耳在半夜的時候跟他想叫這個撒母耳傾偈。
God called Samuel at one night.
撒母耳從未聽過神的說話。
Samuel never heard of the voice of God.
他以為當然是以利，他的導師叫他。
He thought, oh, maybe it's Eli who called me.
他就走到以利那裡說，我在這裡。
So Samuel came to Eli, here I am.
以利呢就叫這個小孩子，你回去睡覺吧。
So Eli told the little boy to go back to bed.
直至到神叫撒母耳第三次的時候，撒母耳又走去以利那一道的時候。
After God called Samuel the third time,
以利就知道是神呼召緊撒母耳。
Eli knew it was God who called Samuel.
所以他就對這個小孩子這樣說。
So Eli advised this little boy.
他說如果神 再次叫你的時候，你就說僕人在這裡，你吩咐吧。
If God calls you again, just say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
在這個例子裡面，你看到以利他給撒母耳這個真的這個指導只是一個很短的一句說話。
Like what Eli mentored Samuel, mentored moments are just a very short sentence.
但這些指導的時間是給可以俾你睇得到，佢可以教導你點樣去聽到神嗰個嘅心意啊裏邊。
But these moments are the channel for you to know the will of God.
呢啲導師咧有一個特性啊，佢能夠喺平凡中睇到啲唔平凡嘅事。
Mentors can pick up about the buds of ordinary.
佢可以摸到神嗰個嘅脈搏。
The pulses of God.
他們更加願意將我們所認識神的，他們認識到的，他來到分享給我們。
And they like to share with us what they have learned about God.
只要你有個心，去願意接受這些導師或者這些指導的時間，你有一個謙卑的心，去願意聆聽的時候，神會直接對我們的心說話，就藉著這些指導的時間。
When you are ready to receive, when you are humble enough to hear, God will speak to your heart through these mentored moments.
第五個指導嘅呢啲導師嘅特性係講到呢啲導師佢好珍惜指導帶嚟嘅互惠嘅祝福。
Fifth quality of mentors, these mentors treasure the reciprocal blessing in mentorship.
好明顯嘅，你讀到以利亞同以利沙嘅時候，你睇到以利沙佢從以利亞嘅身上得到好多嘅祝福，甚至得到雙倍嘅靈。
Obviously, Elisha received lots of blessings and even double portion of spirit from his long-term mentor Elijah.
但你又可以倒轉嚟睇嘅時候，你睇到以利亞其實從呢個佢嘅學生身上都得到好多嘅祝福。
On the other hand, Elijah also received many blessings from the mentorship.
有以利沙喺度嘅時候，以利亞就唔使做咁多嘢啦。
He could work less as Elisha always assisted.
又更加咧，有以利沙喺隔離嘅時候，唔使咁孤單啦。
And he would not be lonely as Elisha was always around.
更加嘅，佢得到一個屬靈上邊嘅嗰個嘅仔啊，因為話係個仔，屬靈嘅仔，呢個仔係咁愛自己。
He got a spiritual son who loved him so much.
你再諗嘅時候，如果冇咗以利沙嘅時候，以利亞好可能佢唔想俾神咧用呢、這個。用呢個旋風咧接待呢一個天上，因為佢仲有好多工作仲未做完。
Without Elisha, probably Elijah would prefer staying behind in Israel to going to heaven because there is so much work to do.
但因為有以利沙嘅時候，以利亞就好安然咁樣俾神可以接到天上。
And Elijah was so blessed that he could go to heaven at ease simply because of Elisha.
今日我哋讀到。神所差派嚟嘅導師，佢有好多嘅特性。
We have learned that mentors today.
當然呢度講嘅有五點，可能唔單止呢五點。
Of course, these five qualities are by no means exclusive.
或者有啲人喺你哋心目中，你覺得我唔想去指導其他人。
Some of you may not like to mentor others.
就算神叫我嘅時候，我都唔想去指導其他人。
Even if God asks you to mentor others，
呢個係好容易明白嘅，因為你睇到你要指導人嘅時候，你要付出好多。
This is understandable because mentorship oftentimes requires a lot of sacrifice。
包括咗你嘅時間、你嘅精力、你嘅感情、你嘅情感。
For example, time, energy, and emotion。
亦都同時嘅，有好多人佢覺得我唔想接受任何嘅指導。
Some of you, on the other hand, may not like to be mentored.
我甚至唔想你俾一啲好短暫嘅指導，我都唔想要。
Not even mentored moments.
呢個又可以好容易明白。
And this is also understandable.
因為神派落嚟嘅嗰啲嘅指導，嗰啲嘅導師，通常佢講嘅一啲嘅真實嘅嗰啲嘅真理，你都係唔願意聽。
This is also understandable that people don't want to be mentored because God sends mentors like to tell you unwelcome truths at times.
講嘅真理可能令到你好唔舒服。
They make you uncomfortable.
但我哋知道神好中意藉住呢一啲嘅導師或者好短暫嘅指導嘅時間嚟到祝福我哋。
However, God likes to bless us by ongoing mentorship.As well as mentored moments.
今日想大家再思想下，邊一個係你嘅導師
？Today, I'd like to like all of you to think of your mentors in your life.
一啲導師喺你嘅生命出現嘅時候，佢能夠將聖經嘅經文講俾你知嘅時候，活生生咁話俾你知究竟係乜嘢
？They are the people who bring flesh and blood to the Bible passages.
一啲嘅導師更加喺你面前出現嘅時候，佢可以活出呢一個福音係乜嘢
？They are people who live the gospel in your sight and hearing。
呢一啲導師佢有一個好一個信心，去活出呢一個屬天嘅、屬神嘅呢一啲智慧出嚟。
These mentors teach you godly wisdom by lives of steady faith。
呢一啲神派落嚟嘅導師，佢有一個特別嘅能力去影響你。以至到當你就算係年青嘅時候，你只要係 有心去受教的时候，你会睇得到，你会接受到。
Oftentimes they have special influence in you when you are young, when you are teachable, and when you are in need.
一个系你嘅导师。
Who comes to your mind as your mentors?
有冇意写到佢哋嘅名字咧？
Can you make a list of their names?
你可唔可以讲到佢哋嘅故事咧？
Can you tell the stories of their mentorship?
你可唔可以为神俾你呢一啲嘅导师、呢一啲指导嘅时间，嚟到感谢神？
Would you give thanks to God for appointing mentors in the seasons of your life?
我哋一齐低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
慈悲嘅天父，我哋感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你俾我哋有你俾我哋能够接受到主耶稣基督。
You give us a chance to accept Christ as our Savior.
你将圣灵摆我哋嘅身上。
And you give us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵系我哋嘅保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is the Counselor.
系我哋嘅导师。
Who teach us?
教导我哋点去走呢个人生。
To teach us how to live our life.
你更加祝福我哋用好多唔同嘅人。
And you bless us. With many people.
这些人他知道我们，指导我们怎么去走我们的人生。
These people, teach us how to live our life.
藉着这些人，我们可以得到神你那个的祝福。
Through these people, we get so many blessings from you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.